This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
We've got one more breadcrumb episode. This one's short. It's 8 minutes for Philosophy Baked Bread. I hope you've enjoyed the episode we aired at starting at noon. We do this every Tuesday at noon, Philosophy Baked Bread. We do a full episode that runs about an hour, sometimes a little more. And then from time to time, we have these short breadcrumb episodes. And as I say, we have one more of them now. This is technically episode 24 of Philosophy Baked Bread. I hope you enjoy this one further little chat we had with Dr. Alessandri that we couldn't resist. We were enjoying the conversation we had with her so much that we wanted to do one more of these little breadcrumb episodes. And everybody, please do reach out to us in any of the ways in which that you'd like to get a hold of us that we mention, and listen for that on the show. And just one more time, anytime you're looking for past episodes, ways to get in touch with us and so forth, visit philosophybakesbread.com. One last thing. If you listen to any kind of shows or iTunes stuff and you enjoy this program, an easy way you can make a big difference to help us out is by going over to iTunes and giving us a great 5-star review on iTunes, because that helps raise us up in the search results of the algorithm of the universe that runs everything, you know, about letting people know about our show. That you can help us out letting more people know about our show by going to review Philosophy Baked Bread there on iTunes. We also are on other kinds of distribution for Android and Google Plus and all that stuff. That's, again, at philosophybakesbread.com is where you can find links to all that and information. I hope you enjoy Philosophy Baked Bread and WRFL Lexington, and that you enjoy this one more breadcrumb with Dr. Mariana Alessandri. Welcome, everyone, to a special short edition of Philosophy Baked Bread, which we call a breadcrumb.
Crumble, crumble. Crumble, crumble.
You guys, I do that. It makes Eric giggle every time.
I like
it. Philosophy Baked Bread is a production of the Society of Philosophers in America. In our breadcrumb episodes, we include little snippets, little tasty morsels from past episodes that maybe got cut off the loaf, or more substantive responses to the feedback we receive from you on Twitter at PhilosophyBB. Hey, Eric, what does that stand for again?
PhilosophyBB stands for Philosophy Baked Bread, I believe.
Yes, I think that's right. So at PhilosophyBB. Tweet at us. You can also get us on Facebook at Philosophy Baked Bread, or by email at philosophybakesbread@gmail.com.
That's right. And we've got one more breadcrumb episode for you with Dr. Mariana Alessandri, who is assistant professor of philosophy at the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley. And she was with us on an episode that was about the little engine that couldn't. And so we had some further conversation with her about the question of whether or not philosophy bakes bread. And she had some very interesting things to say about that. Well, we had another breadcrumb episode. That's this one right here.
It's a breadcrumb on top of a breadcrumb, people.
We had an opportunity.
We've gone too meta here, possibly.
That's right. We had another opportunity for a little more conversation. So we're making and presenting you this further breadcrumb where Dr. Mariana Alessandri is going to tell us a little bit more about the little engine that couldn't, in reference to how we raise our kids. What do you tell your children? Well, here goes. I hope you enjoy this little breadcrumb. Mariana, we had you on for an episode that we called The Little Engine That Couldn't, and we're going to have a little conversation for another breadcrumb right here. But before we do that, could you help us sort of remind our listeners, or tell our listeners who hadn't had a chance to listen to that episode, basically what it was about and what you were telling us in The Little Engine That Couldn't episode?
Yes. So we were talking about pessimism and optimism and how if we think optimistically, like we're only, I can do this, I can do this, I can succeed if I only try hard enough, you know, try again, all that, then it leads people to give up more easily. And so I think optimism actually hurts people because it leads them to give up if they don't think they can do it. Whereas something like pessimism of the sort that Don Quixote practiced when he was charging at windmills was the sort of thing that it didn't matter if he was going to fail because that wasn't the point. Failing was just something that was going to happen. So he fought for lost causes. And that's what I was trying to defend, is that actually deciding or being okay with failure, so making failure an option, would lead you to be able to do more things that you consider worthwhile. So then the pressure then is on you to figure out what you consider to be worthwhile in this world.
Terrific.
Aaron, I have another question for you, but we could talk about, I feel like we should do another breadcrumb. I was just thinking about it. Thinking about your son. Is that your oldest, the 3-year-old?
No, I have a 4-year-old, and then this one's about to turn 3.
Well, see, you know, we talked about the little engine that couldn't, and then it started to get me thinking about this quixotic pessimism that we talked about. And then how do you, because a lot of the optimism, pessimism, the problems we talked about is something that you teach your children or you learn from your parents. And so I wonder how one goes about teaching one's kids to be sort of this hopefully pessimistic.
I think once you get past thinking about, I think society weighs so heavily on the success part that once you draw it all the way back to the pessimism part, then you can ignore it. Like, I think in reality, Quixote ignored it. He wasn't trying to fail.
Right.
And he wasn't trying to. So I'm trying to get my kids to just do what's worthwhile, what's worth doing. That's the important thing, is like, what do you want to do? So then let's do it. But not, oh, I'm going to do this easy puzzle because I can finish it. I mean, there's all kinds of studies about kids who, if they're offered a reward, will only do easy puzzles. If they're offered praise, they'll only do easy puzzles.
Right.
So how do I get my kid to choose the hard puzzle? Then it's about enjoying the doing of it, enjoying reading. So I hate it. Like, there's this great book called Punished by Rewards, which is, you know, just talks about how if you give kids money for reading, then they hate reading, right? They're just trying to get the goodie at the end.
Can you say the name of the book again?
Punished by Rewards.
Punished by Rewards.
Got it. That's actually, there's a better one. Drive is the more updated one. Drive. Like, what motivates us?
Yeah, I've
heard of that. Feel better about my parenting. The other day, my kid, I wanted him to read, he was looking for a book. And I was like, hey, here's Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. He's nice, mm-hmm. Perfect age. He's like, I saw the movie. I don't want to read it. And I was like, we had this fight because he read all these other books that he liked that were just like Harry Potter. I was like, just read this for 30 minutes. I set a timer. I was like, you have to sit here and read this for 30 minutes. And if you don't want to read it afterwards, that's fine.
No, you got to read it with him.
He needed to have.
You messed up, Anthony.
He needs to have time reading on his own. He has to practice.
Okay.
No, he's old enough to read. No, because he ended up loving the book.
Okay.
And couldn't put it down.
Oh,
and,
cool.
You know, he actually got in trouble because he did the flashlight in the bed, staying up late reading it. For a second thing, where I'm like, trying to be an angry dad, like, don't do that. You have to get up in the morning, but secretly being like, I'm so proud of you, son. First of all, you defied orders, which you should always do. You should never listen to what I say.
Yeah.
And, you know, second of all, you did it to, you know, read. So it's kind of hard not to be that angry with him.
So
my favorite quote is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You know, he created Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
He's got this hoodie that says rehearsal is the best part.
Huh.
I like
that.
Yeah.
That's it. That's everything. Because we think about opening night. We think about the applause. Everyone, you know, like advises everyone to like wait for the applause. You know, you're going to love it. This whole Olympics thing. I mean, I've published a little bit about this. Like, just, I hate the Olympics. I hate the goal oriented. Like, it's gold or bust, right? It's gold or my life was a waste of time, you know? So it's rehearsal is the best part. If you don't like swimming, then you better not go in for the Olympics. Like, it doesn't make any sense. They hate their lives until they win. And that just creates really miserable people. So rehearsal is the best part. And that's what I want to teach my kids. If I could teach them anything, it's that. It's not about the success that you're going to get. Elizabeth Gilbert is also good on this. She's got a book called Big Magic about writing, about being creative. And she's like, nope, if you're doing it for the acclaim or getting famous, like, it's never going to, just quit right now. You're never going to like it unless you like writing. You just have to like what the thing is that you're doing.
I hope everyone enjoyed this little breadcrumb.
Remember, Remember that you can call us and leave a short recorded message with a question or a comment that we may be able to play on the show at 859-257-1849. That number is 859-257-1849. You can also reach us on Twitter, Facebook, or by email. And for any of that information, again, visit philosophybakesbread.com.
This has been Dr. Anthony Cascio, Dr. Eric Weber, and Dr. Mariana Alessandri with Philosophy Bakes Bread, food for thought about life and leadership.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.